I'll turn over to Certain portion of the assumption in the portion of the northern border of the local national system self-guiding. We reviewed the application, and after considering all the tests, we felt that it was for the department to issue the environmental authorization with the conditions that they came with. As I've already said, in terms of section 2432, we are the competent authority to process the application. I'll just take you through the EIA process and the public participation undertaken in as far as this study was concerned. Regulation 56 provides for the process in terms of conducting the session the EIA process. Amongst other things, it says that the applicant must give a notice to all potentially interested and affected parties, informing them about the application. It further says that that notice should be in the form of a notice board on site, or you notify the owners adjacent to the site, or any other person within the 100 meters of the site. You can also inform the local councillor, as well as the municipality, and any relevant organ of state that may be affected. It also requires that you place an address, either in the local newspaper, provincial or national, depending on the scale of the project. It also requires the applicant to keep a register of all of interested and affected parties. The EIA process identified a number of key stakeholders that have to be consulted and specified. Amongst them was the Department of Water, Health and Forestry, Mbombela Local Municipality, Wildlife and Environmental Society of Southern Africa, Southern Heritage Resources Agency, the Department of Agriculture, Mbombela Department of Agriculture and Land Affairs, adjacent land owners, and Sandy. You know from the tell that we stipulated that we also attach the comments that we received from all these stakeholders. As part of the process, people that are affected or involved in the project are given an opportunity to raise issues about the development. Among the things that came out from the process was the fact that some of them were worried about the impact of the wetlands. And during the scoping phase, a number of special studies were identified. These included wetland studies, crucial impact assessment, visual impact assessment, noise impact assessment, socioeconomic impact assessment, hydrological impact, and also to look at the architectural potential of the area that will be affected. All these studies that were then taken further during the EIA process, detailed studies were done of all the studies that could be space, and all these studies became part of the report that can be presented for evaluation. Now, as we have already said, after having considered all the relevant facts of the report and the recent studies, the committee decided to mobilize the development subject to the conditions that we authorize the development subject to comply with those conditions. I want to highlight, for example, some of these conditions. If you look at page 9 and page 10 of the ROD, addresses in particular the issues that were raised with regard to impact on biodiversity and wetlands. Gives the instruction how the costing of those sensitive environments should be done during the reconstruction. We also have another condition that places a further obligation on somewhere to comply with any other sanitary requirements that may be applicable to undertaking activity. That is the condition on 3A. And here, one such obligation in terms of this application is with part of the proclamation for the affected part of the local national sanitary guide. I think from the point of view of the EA process, due process in terms of the regulations and the act are followed and determined, one convinced that given all the documents and the facts presented to the government that the road could be authorized as a true condition. I'll now hand over to you.
Thank you very much and good morning to you all. The Broad Biodiversity and Conservation as a Municipal Biodiversity Act, and this committee has already alluded to the fact that the Act was promulgated in 2004 in the next provision for the South African National Biodiversity Institute, which manages botanical gardens. And according to Section 34 of this Act, it states that the minister may, by notice in a gazette, amend or withdraw notice referred to in Section 33, subject to Subsection 2, and Subsection 2 is in your presentation, and it says the declaration of state land as a national botanical garden or part of an existing national botanical garden may not be withdrawn, and a part of a national botanical garden or state land may not be excluded from it except by resolution of each House of Parliament in today's meeting. We went through the withdrawal process by publishing the notice in Government Gazette 220 on the 7th of March. No comments were received. And there is no existing or planned future services of the Lowveld National Botanical Garden which are affected by the proposed road alignment. And the piece of land in question is natural vegetation, neither visible or accessible to garden visitors. Can I hand over now to Mr. Chris Willis to just brief you on what's going on the ground, on site, and to also tell you about the offset arrangements.
Thank you. Chair, honourable members, just to follow up what has been said, the piece of land that is in question is currently, the road is currently being constructed. Adjacent to the road is north of it. It has been fenced out, the revised boundary, northern boundary, has been fenced by SANRAL. And through this new access road, a portion of land which is basically managed by the Agricultural College in Nelspruit has basically been cut off from the main portion of land north of the access, new access road. So there's opportunity, I think, for us to, through consultation with the Agricultural College going forward, that possibly that we could get that piece of land that's been isolated through the new access road from their main piece of land to be incorporated within the National Botanical Garden in Nelspruit. In fact, if you look at the size of that area, it's probably three times the current piece of land that's proposed to be withdrawn from the garden. So this piece of land is very much, it's on the northern side of the garden. It's not accessible to visitors. In fact, when people visitors go to the garden, you only can see this piece of land from where you are in the garden. It's on the natural estate, so it's very much, it's north of the Crocodile and Nels rivers. I think there's an opportunity for us to through discussion with the Agricultural College to possibly get some additional land incorporated as an offset arrangement with this as part of this withdrawal process.
For us to be able to do it or not. Because sometimes we don't get to undermine what people have developed on the ground, developed the results. I don't even know what the is talking about. But nonetheless, I think a very good decision needs to be taken. However, the register issue were brought and the applicant considered them. But I cannot talk about whether say we agree or not agree that the impact on the internal social economy would be of very good value for the economy, but rather or more for the national economy. And those are the areas where I want to environment needs more on the environmental impact, more than the social economy. And then, all of the members on the issue of the agents of the process, we have finished the ERA. The project was an agent project, which is why it fell under the. We have, in the department, grouped what is called strategically important development, the one from the state owned entity. And we get funding and provide them with the service provider that will help us to deal with those applications properly, but at least with more efficiency in terms of the time frame. So the application and while dealt within the time frame that are applying in terms of application, but also over and above that, the project is in urgent. And yes, this might have been the reason why Sandra was also in a rush of and helped with the budget project last year to get to the discussion of the application and the recommendation from the so, in that sense, I think we tried our best to deal with the comments. And the reason why it is regulated that we actually do the participation process is the service provider and other people that we speak on behalf of the community, the NGO and all, they then make sure that the department does not deviate in its obligation. Here we get the body and actually also deal with each comment and they don't post that this is all the comments.
Thank you.
Want to add?
Yeah. Okay. think that what we also did, if you look at page 9 of the authorization, what condition was quite nice, we also established an environmental liability committee to look at all the issues that were raised by the stakeholders, including monitoring the noise, the results of the work. Another thing to mention as well is that every decision that we take as a department may be appealed. If, for example, we do not follow any due process, anybody may appeal for the decision to be reviewed by the minister, or if you say that we will be minister, they may take the minister to court for due
process. Thank you. Thank you.
Just having a look at the obviously there was an existing road at Mark 3 nearby. The bigger road, small portion. They do say they will contemplate by their college the extra ground. At least there's any other thing that I don't see.
Already issued an environmental
qualitative during the public participation process, during environmental impact assessment and part of the requirements. Although the committee agreed to the comment approval for the request to deproclaim the apportion of process when it started for construction of M4/M7 ring road, it wishes to record its approval in the process that was followed in this regard. Thank you. Anyone to approve the letter? Thank you. 7 minutes. Thank you. I'll sign the document. Thank you very much, and the officer. We have said what it has and to get all the rules that are coming.
Do you
approaches are not necessarily equal. What you say to the person, you put the person in the 5 minute plan. So in terms of the issue that we highlighted water and land for this year. Because if it's a project load, that is that we'll be next year. This year or next year.
And also what we're trying to link it with is that even the Mpopo not as going to take in Parliament for the people. We'll tick off the Mpopo because we will go to the agricultural sites there. But if we go to something else, then we'll tick it off. So at least we're tracking that we're not only going to save the day or only going to eat and take. Wherever we're going, we will be able to track. So, are we fine with this? Okay. Any proposals for this plan? Does that have any proposals? Thank you, and settlement? Any one of us? Yeah. So we move to 3, discussion and consideration of COVID on 7 September. Let's look at this set of 10 and program and check if there are any that is left.
Maybe we'll go for
also the source of carbon we take in the atmosphere also.
No, right.
So what actually, but I might also do.
Before August would be the Women's Parliament. On the 17th and 19th is the second Parliament of the People, we report back. Then 30th to 17th of September is the People's Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other date that is available is the 19th of July to the 6th of August, but the rationale for not using that one is because we would like to, for two reasons. We are now in March, April, May, June. We want to give ourselves sufficient time to confirm with the two countries via DFA, and that takes the process on its own via DFA. And secondly, the Department of Agriculture is participating in the Shanghai Expo in China. So we are trying to coincide also with the Expo. So that when we are there, we could even, if possible, we could speak to the ministry, make ourselves as part of the departmental delegation that's at the expo. We could work something out that we go to the expo, which is why we chose that kind of vehicle. Now we could have to verify the date with the department.
Also,
Mr.
Chair, there's been also, for that expo, there has been, I've been talking to the department, and they said that there is money available for people, for community groups to go and exhibit there. They will pay for everything, but it's just getting in contact with the community groups that want to exhibit. I don't know if anybody has contact that they want to send. Like they ask in class, it's more tourism type of craft expo, but if any constituency they will pay for them, they'll just take, you just need, they're having a problem accessing names.
Mm.
If we can just provide the names to them, we can get the people there.
I will send the person's details, all his details of the
Senator. I think to make it
Okay,
but I'm not sure what it is. What's it?
don't need to be had at your tender.
I'm